Hello and welcome to the Kinetic Fitness Show. My name's Sarah West and today it's role reversal. I'm going to be interviewing Ali West. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about why it's important to have a morning routine. So let's get started. I've got Ali here with me now. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I've had a busy day. How's your day been?
Both been busy.
We've had a really busy day.
Yeah, I've had a busy day. It's been good though. We've been successful, achieved a lot today, haven't we? It's been good.
We've done loads. Start by telling all of our listeners just a bit more about yourself and what you do.
Well, at the moment, I am running Kinetic Fitness with yours truly. We are very busy together, running the gym. I split my time mainly between, obviously, the day-to-day operations and running of Kinetic Fitness. So signing up members, admin, all the stuff really required to keep a business going and keeping it on the right track to being successful. And then the rest of my time inside of the gym is really training clients and teaching classes. So
yeah,
I've got a wide range of clients that I work with at the moment. Youngest client being 16, oldest client being 52, various different goals that people want to work on that I help them towards and help them to achieve. Having good results with that at the moment and helping people to become better versions of themselves, just like what we're trying to do with this podcast. That's the other thing that I've got going on, is building and growing this podcast, trying to get on great guests to pick their brains and help the listeners to be better and to be healthier and to improve their well-being. And I'm also trying to heavily focus on my Instagram at the moment, so to put out regular content that's inspiring and that's going to help people to live healthier, longer, happier and more joyful lives, so to speak. That's kind of where I'm at the moment. Don't really need to know about the past because I've kind of filled people in on that before and it's boring, isn't it? It's in the past.
We're here to help people and that's amazing, but we're here to talk about routines, morning routines specifically. Why do you think people struggle with a routine?
I think because I'd say the main reason is our daily lives. When you think about it, people are just flat out all the time. They're working hard, very much like us. They're doing their 9 to 5, or they might own their own business, and they're like on the go all the time. So they're busy people. But they don't get into a set morning routine that's going to help them to be successful, so to speak. So they dot from one thing to another. They're always very much like a busy bee, so to speak, never really taking time to kind of get something down that's going to help them be focused throughout the day and get into a set routine of habits that's going to make their day successful and ultimately like make their life successful. So the answer to your question, I'd say why people struggle with it is that the sheer problem of being too busy and focusing on too many things at once rather than focusing on one thing at a time and the things that are most important, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I think probably a lot of people, the mornings, they give themselves the least amount of time. That's, you know, maximum sleeping time and then getting ready off to work or whatever it is that they do to start the day. What would you say a typical person's routine looks like in the morning?
A typical person's routine would probably, like you said, they'll probably try and maximize that sleeping time for a number of reasons. They might have not kind of rested very well. They might have gone to bed really late. They might just hate their job and not want to get up.
Yeah.
So they'll maximize that time that they've got in the bed. So they'll set an alarm. That alarm will go. They'll probably snooze it at least once, if not 15 times.
I did used to snooze probably about 10 times, but counterproductive because you're getting less sleep. You're just more and more aware that an alarm's going off, which is just the worst way to start the day anyway.
Exactly. Then from there, when people finally manage to get up, I'd probably say they're either going to do one of two things. They're going to plug themselves with coffee. And some people might have breakfast, some people might not. most people's breakfast, I'd say in the Western world, and particularly in the UK, will probably consist of either toast or cereal.
Or nothing.
Or nothing, yes.
Which I'd probably say, from speaking to our clients, is quite common that they just skip breakfast entirely.
Yeah, and I'd say that's not necessarily a bad thing. It depends on what the rest of your routine and ways of eating looks like, but that's a whole other topic. Let's not get onto that. Where was that? So coffee, breakfast, cereal, etc. Then most people will have a shower, throw the clothes on. They'll probably watch TV at some point as well. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'd say a high percentage of people, particularly in the UK, US, etc., will flip the TV on and watch the news. And if they're not watching it or not watching morning television, they'll probably read it. They'll probably get the paper out. They might have the paper delivered and read the news.
I think people have, they can't help but get the phone out and just do the once over Facebook, yeah. Instagram, what's on BBC News.
That. Yeah, I think they'll probably do that when they've just woken up, when they kind of finally rouse themselves up from the snooze button. They probably will flip through social media or maybe the news.
Whilst they're still in bed.
Yeah, whilst they're still in bed, your Facebook, your Instagram, maybe the news, and then they'll go about and have their coffee and shower. And after that, I think there's not much after that. I think people will sling their clothes on and go to work. And a lot of people will be stuck in traffic, and then they'll go to their job or go about their daily business. So that's what a kind of a typical person, in inverted commas, if you want to say that, and not to stereotype, but the vast majority of people, that's what it'll look like. Snooze, social media, coffee and cereal, shower, clothes on, see you later, off to work.
And do you perceive that as a negative routine then, would you say?
Not necessarily. It's still a routine, and it's still got some kind of habits in there that are ingrained. But the thing to ask yourself is, are those habits that you've got there, are they beneficial to what you want to achieve in that day? Are they beneficial to your focus for that day? And are they beneficial for long-term results that you're trying to have? Because at the end of the day, I think everyone wants to be successful.
Yeah.
Whether that's successful in their job, their relationship, their health, whatever the case may be, everyone wants to be successful in one or more than one element of their life. And the question I'd say is, are those habits that you're doing, are those routines that you're currently doing, if you have got a routine, is it setting you up for success and the best chance of success? And personally, that routine that I've just mentioned there, the typical routine, I don't think it is setting you up for success, and it isn't allowing you to be focused on the things that are most important in your life and in that day and in that moment. So I'd say it's good because it's got habits, but no, the habits that are in that routine are not necessarily going to set you up for long-term success.
Yeah, I definitely feel that when people don't allow themselves much time, or even allow them time for themselves in the morning, you can arrive at work feeling rushed, maybe a bit fraught. You get to your desk and it's kind of that shell shock, right? I feel like I've literally just stepped out of bed to my desk. I don't feel prepared for the day, when there are potentially things that you could be doing to improve your morning routine. So what can people do to get a good morning routine? What are your recommendations from, you know, your experiences and what you do that can help the listeners?
The starting point is the same as it is for everything else in life when you want to achieve something. So if you want to achieve a good routine that's going to set you up for success and set you up for focus in the day, the starting point for me is always the same. It's kind of, what are the goals? What do you want to achieve? Where do you want to get to with it? So does that routine allow you to achieve those goals that you've set for yourself? And those goals and those targets and those aims can be anything. It can be anything in somebody's life. Let's, for example, we're all about health and well-being on this show and on this podcast. So let's relate it to that. if that person wants to improve their wellness and improve their well-being, improve their success in fitness, then does that routine line up with those goals? So the first thing is to set a goal. What is the focus? What is the short term, medium term, and long term goals that that person wants to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
That's the starting point. Then the next thing to get themselves set up with a good routine is assess where they're currently at. And that's only going to come about by assessing what they're doing on a daily basis and writing it down. So almost like a journal of recording their habits, so to speak. So what happens in the morning? From the moment that alarm goes off and I wake up, what does my morning look like? Write it down Monday to Friday or Monday to Sunday. Does it change each day or is it very fixed and is it the same? That's the next point. Then the third point is to start making some changes. So what am I going to do? What am I going to change? What different things that can I do? What new habits can I create to give myself a better routine in the morning that is going to set me up towards those goals that I've set for myself, that's going to set me up for success? There's that word again, success, success, success. So I think they'd be the three things to focus on to get a good routine going. Is number one, the goals of what you want to achieve. Number two is assessing where you're at. And number three is putting in some new habits and getting consistency and sticking with those habits and working through them to create yourself a new routine that's going to allow you to work on and achieve the things that you ultimately want to achieve. Okay. Has that answered the question?
So, for example, if somebody really wanted to start going for a run before morning, then they need to set themselves a goal. So to say, right, three times a week, I'm going to get up half an hour earlier and go for a 20-minute run and apply that to themselves, and having the awareness of, you know, what they do want to do and sort of stick to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd say so. But I'd say just saying I'm going to go for a run, what is that aligned to? So what's the motivation behind it? Do you know what I mean? So it's again about having a goal that's, everyone's heard that terminology, a SMART goal. What is the, like, how is that SMART to them? How is it specific? How is it measurable? How is it achievable? How is it realistic? How is it time based? What's the ultimate motivation behind it? So is by going for a run three times a week, is that going to achieve the goal of them, I don't know, maybe they want to lose weight and that's the ultimate motivation.
Yeah.
Or maybe they want to get fitter and be able to run a marathon. That's the ultimate motivation. Maybe they get married, or maybe they want to be able to run around with the kids without being tired. The most important thing is that motivation, that pain or that pleasure of what's motivating them. So it's got to be aligned with that as well. It's no good just saying, okay, right, I'm going to set myself this goal of running three times a week, if you don't know what the desired motivation and desired ultimate outcome is out of doing that. And there's nothing wrong with saying I'm going to go for a run every day, because I think exercise in the morning is a fantastic way to start your day, but it's got to be aligned with what you want,
the end result.
Yeah. And not just the result, the motivation as well, the thing that's really fueling that person to change that habit and to set a new habit. Because it's all good and well saying you're going to do it, but it's another thing following through and actually doing it.
So people need to dig deep and really think about what they truly want out of life, and then work backwards of how they need to get there, and then start applying it.
Exactly. A vision and a purpose and values. So what's your purpose? What's your ultimate purpose? Why are you here? Like, what do you want to achieve in your life? What's the vision? And the 1, 2, 5, 7, 11, 12, 15 year vision for yourself, and what are your values? Not just your values in work and business, but your personal values. What do you stand for? What is your ultimate deep lying core values for yourself?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have that. Like, you could ask them, like, what do you stand for? What are your values? What's your vision? What's your purpose for being here? Excuse me, and they won't be able to answer you because they haven't got that in their head and they haven't got it written down, or maybe they never even thought about it and never been told to think about mm-hmm. it. So I think it's important to have that, those the vision, the purpose, and the values for yourself.
Good. Okay. So leading on from that then, once people have started to think more in more depth about what they want out of life and what they stand for, and then start to sort of do some goal setting, what impact is this going to have on their health and well-being?
It's going to have a massive impact, but let's just backtrack a little bit and come back to that. So remember that question. But before we come on to that, the critical thing to do is habits. It doesn't matter what your routine looks like. So let's say, for example, let's take some successful people. Let's take Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Richard Branson.
All the big dogs.
Yeah, the big dogs, some of the richest people in the world. And let's just get this straight as well. Being successful is not just about being rich. You can have success in your life without having loads of money. But let's take those guys, for example. Richard Branson's routine to Mark Zuckerberg's routine in the morning to, who did we say, Bill Gates' routine.
Branson.
Might look completely different. Their three might be complete polar opposites of the spectrum. But what they'll all have, what all three of them will have, and what all three of them will have that makes them successful is they all have habits. So the way it looks, the routine is there. They've got a routine. The way it looks might be similar, might be different, but what will be similar about all of them is habits. They'll all have habits that they do, and they'll be good habits that allow them to be laser focused, so to speak, on what they want to achieve that day. So by having a good routine, leading on to the question you asked me, how will it affect your overall well-being, is what it will do is it allow you to be focused on the things that are important by having a routine. Because at the end of the day, what's a habit? A habit is something that's automatic, that you do it without thinking. So if you set yourself good habits and you have a good routine and it's on autopilot, that's going to allow you to be set up to be successful through the day and successful through your life, because that's taken care of. You don't have to mess about with doing the wrong stuff or doing stuff that's not going to benefit your health and well-being and your mental state. You're going to do stuff that's going to set you up for being healthy in the mind, healthy in the body, healthy in the spirit, to allow you to go and smash the day. And then what we haven't spoken about today, but we'll probably save it for another podcast, is having an evening routine as well, or a nighttime routine, so you can close down your day on the right steps.
So we know from looking at successful people that they will all have differing routines, but the trend is that they do all have a routine and that they all stick to it and they make that time and they've got that focus. And that's the message that you're trying to get across to the listeners today, that the routines will be different from person to person, but it's the importance of having that routine.
Yeah, that creates the trend is the habit, like success. Having good habits, because we all have good habits and bad habits. But it's about having those consistent, effective habits
that are productive.
That are productive, yeah. Well, not just productive, that are kind of results driven and results orientated, that are going to allow you to get those results, and not being stuck in the rat race, so to speak, on a robotic program. Like I said, it's automated, but the habits that those successful people have, and anyone that's successful in the habits that they'll have in their morning routine, will be that they're automated habits that are beneficial for them, beneficial for their success, beneficial for their health and well-being as well.
Yeah.
So going back to your question, how will it ultimately affect your health and well-being? It'll have a massive effect. If you get a good morning routine that sets you up for the day, you'll have a massive increase and a massive effect on your overall health and well-being. And when we talk about overall health and well-being, that's everything. That's mind, body and spirit, as I said before.
Good. Okay, well, obviously,
I'll have a sip of my drink.
Have a sip. You deserved it. So obviously I'm your wife. We live together.
Yeah.
Every morning I'm there with you, watching you, journaling, meditating. We've now started meditating together. I myself am trying to form some new habits. I'm just starting out with meditation, so I'm literally beginner level, but trying to apply myself and trying to start changing some habits and creating some positive ones. So Ali, the burning question: what does your routine look like, and what results have you had?
My routine. Right.
Start with from your alarm going off.
Okay, so my alarm will go off depending on whether we're starting early. So early for us is like 6 a.m. We'll be in the gym from 6.
Just to confirm, 6 a.m. means 4:30 alarm going off.
Yeah, so if it's an early one like that, my routine will look slightly different to what it'll be like if I start on a late. But the majority of our week is late, isn't it?
So yeah.
Most of the time we're starting work at 1 o'clock and finishing at 10 o'clock at night. But let's talk about the early ones first. So if we start at 6, the alarm will go off at 4:30. I'll probably snooze it I'm not going to lie, I'm a snoozer. I'll probably snooze it for a good 15 minutes, if not half an hour.
Yeah.
From there, when I'm actually awake and alert, the first thing I do is in my mind, I say to myself what I'm grateful for. And that might be, some days it might be one or two things that I'm grateful for. Sometimes it might be a list of like 20 or 30. It'll depend on how I woke up, how the mood I'm in. So I'll say them to myself in my head. Then I might say some positive affirmations about myself. I have a set kind of 5 that I say to myself, but I might just say like, I'm happy today, or I'm joyful. It always starts with I am. Then I'm not religious at all. I'm quite spiritual, but I believe in a higher power, a creator, so to speak. So I use the term God, but I'm not religious, but I'll still thank God for the day and ask him for his support, or the higher power support, whatever that may be. And I also ask for protection as well through the day, because okay. I like to feel like I'm protected and I'm supported and I'm guided. So that'll be all in my head for about 5 or so minutes whilst I'm just kind of getting my bearings. Then it's usually coffee, isn't it? Coffee yes. is heavily involved. So I'm no different to anyone else. No,
and just to interject, we have a routine of whose turn it is to make coffee in the morning.
With coffee.
So we do live by that rule, don't we?
Yeah, coffee. And then I will get up, probably get dressed, and I journal. So journaling is a huge part of my life. I do it in the morning and in the night. And I just do a 5-minute journal. So I'll just sit there at my desk, and this is how my journal pans out. If you want to get a pen right now, if you're listening to this, you might want to jot this down. So I start with what I'm grateful for again, but this time I'm writing it down on paper rather than saying it in my head. 3 things I'm happy and grateful for. Then I put 3 things that would make today great. So what 3 things would possibly make today a good day? Then I write down 3 positive affirmations for the day. Always starting with I am. That could be I am powerful, I am strong, I am great, I am happy, I am joyful, whatever the case may be. And that's it. That's the 5-minute journal done. And after that...
Just to stop you there, some of the listeners might be interested to find out what actually kind of examples you'd write down in your journal. I know that you shared it today, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which you don't usually do, because it is quite a personal thing to you, obviously, sharing those kind of thoughts. But today you did. Would you mind reading that out to people so they can get a flavour for what it is that you put?
No problem. So today I wrote, what am I grateful for? So the first thing I put was access to clean water, clothes and a warm house. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can be just something as simple as that. Sometimes we forget how lucky we are to have just simple things, simple amenities, what other people around the globe don't have access to and don't have. So that was something really simple. The second thing I put was meditation, because meditation is something that's huge in my life, and I'm going to come onto that in a couple of minutes. And the third thing I said I was happy and grateful for was having a vision. And I mentioned this earlier. So I'm massive on having a vision of what you want for the future, how you want things to pan out. So I'm happy and grateful today for having a vision. Then after that, I put what would make today great. And the first thing was sales. Money, 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 money. Yeah, we're all about the sales.
And how did today go on the sales?
Yeah, we had a good day for sales. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We've had a good day. So
we've had a really good day.
There you go. That's the universe working for you, or working for me. I've written it down.
Law of attraction.
Yeah, law of attraction. What we write on paper makes paper.
Exactly.
There we go. Second thing I put, what would make today great, is interaction with our membership base, which I think I've done a little bit of. Probably could have been a slightly better, but I like to talk to our members here at Kinetic Fitness.
We did a lap around the gym earlier, didn't we? We're creating a community.
Mm-hmm. And we like to talk to our members and look after them and make sure that they know they're a person and not a number.
They're valued.
The third thing I put was a good gym session. What would make today great? A good gym session. Our training session was okay, wasn't it? It could have been better.
So just for the listeners, Ali and I have really ramped up our training recently, and we've really tried to create a good routine and train hard, which we have been doing. And I think the last few days we've trained really hard, and today probably should have been the rest day, but we decided to go for it, and it was a little bit half-hearted, but
Listen to your body sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. The last thing that you want to do is to get negative about it and think, oh no, I didn't do very well today. Just write it off. We should have rested, and yeah, get back to it when we're ready, which we will. So training.
Yeah.
Anything else on there?
Yeah, positive affirmation. So I wrote 3 positive affirmations, as I said. Number 1 was, I am an amazing individual. Number 2 was, I am happy, positive, and joyful. And number 3 was, I am blessed to have love in my life.
Yeah.
Love is important. So, yeah. And it's positive reinforcement, positive affirmations, I think, are critical. That's something that you need to throw into your daily routine, your morning routine, is saying positive affirmations to yourself, because we lie to ourselves on a daily basis. We say, I'm tired, I'm too busy, I'm ill, I'm unfit, I'm unhealthy, I'm fat, I'm not worthy. All of this stuff is negative, and it's reinforcing negativity, and it's a lie. You're lying to yourself. The truth is, you're none of those things. You're the opposite. And when you focus on the positivity, and when you've reinforced positivity, guess what? Like you said earlier, law of attraction.
Good things will happen,
and you'll attract positivity into you. No one wants to be around a negative person. We all have troubles. We all have struggles in our life. We all have pain in our life. That's part of life. But if you are on the higher end of positivity, if you're on that higher spectrum, if you vibrate higher, you will bring good things into your life. Positive people attract positive things. It's true.
I think a lot of people do that thing where they have a bad day and they beat themselves up about it. And you've totally got to get into the habit of trying to, when you're having those negative thoughts, flipping it on its head and think about all the things that you've achieved and the things that are going well for you in your life and all the positive things. And that's what we try to do. Obviously, running a gym and having a business presents its challenges, and you know, whenever we're starting to feel a bit under pressure, we look at where we've come from and what we've got and what we're doing for people, and focus on the positives rather than the negatives, because it's all thoughts in your head and they don't mean anything. It's exactly what you do and your actions that is real. So mindset is really, really important, and positivity.
For sure.
That can be really, really helpful, just changing your outlook and the way you think, which probably leads us quite nicely onto meditation, which makes up...
Yeah, what was I talking about? What does my routine look like?
So your routine, so you've spoken about your journaling and affirmations, you've had your coffee, you've written a new journal.
So journal will be closed, I'll go to work if it's early.
Yeah.
The meditation might take a back seat, which I wouldn't recommend. You should always try and get some meditation in. But when it's an early, that might take a back seat. The other stuff doesn't. The coffee and the journaling doesn't take a back seat. But yeah, because it's so early and it's so rushed. Not rushed, but I like my bed, I like my sleep. So that's the early routine. It'll be gone. I'll be gone.
You always have time to do your journaling on an early because I'm messing about with my hair.
We walk to work. So we're not in a car. We don't dive in a car. We don't get the bus. We don't get the tram. We walk into work. So that's half an hour walking into work. which again, I guess you can call that reflective time, meditation time when you walk in. Anyway, that's the early. Late start, we'll get up later, have more sleep. The rest of it will look exactly the same, with the exception of on the end, it will be meditation. So rather than just like putting the clothes on and going off to work, it will be meditation. So we'll settle into maybe, depending on time, 5, 10, 15, half an hour meditation, and we'll take it from there. After meditation, we'll probably food prep and then go to work.
Yeah, food
prep. If it's a later start, we'll food prep. If it's an early start, we'll food prep the night before.
Always, and that's another important thing, and that's probably another podcast, but yeah, organization with everything, whether it's food, your thoughts, everything. So we've covered quite a lot there about the morning routine. You've spoken about what happens with your routine, how people can look at changing theirs. So what would you say to people sort of as a final thought for what they can do tomorrow as a simple step to start improving their routine? What do they need to do first of all?
The first starting point is what I said earlier. They need to get to write down, not get, they need to write down, spend some time in a quiet place to write down what their purpose is in life. What do they want to achieve? What do they want to get out of it?
Yeah.
What is their ultimate aim in life? So I'll let you in on mine. My purpose is to help every person that I come into contact with to live a healthier, happier, longer, and more joyful life.
Great goal.
My purpose. That's not a goal. That's my purpose. That's what I'm here to do. So everything that I do, minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, has got to be centered around that, because that's what I'm here to do. That's my ultimate focus. Raveled into that are my own personal values. So you want to write down what your purpose is, what your vision is for the future, what you're here to do. And then inside of that, on top of that, you've got to write down 1, 2, 5, 10 personal values for yourself. So I think I've got 10. I'm not going to reel off what they are, but I've got 10 personal values, what I stand for, what I'm passionate about. And then everything you do has got to relate to those values and to that purpose. So that's key first, get that down. And then write a few like vision and goals for yourself. So what do you want to achieve over the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years? And people think that's silly, but it's not. It's really, really important to do and to have a focus. And so that's the first thing I'd do, get clarity on that. Then I'd assess where you're at. So maybe for a week, just like analyze what's going on in the morning routine, what you're currently doing. And then I'd set new habits one at a time. Only do one. Because if you do more than one, I'm going to swear you'll fuck it up. You'll F it up. So don't F it up. Just do one at a time, pick one thing and do it regularly. Do it for at least 3 weeks, this new habit, bang, bang, bang. And then it will become a new habit, a good solid habit, and you'll just stick with it. And it's called, there's a great book to read for anyone that's listening. I read it at the back end of last year. It's called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. One of the best books I've ever read. And it's all about creating habits and creating good positive habits, and it's all about doing it again and again and again until it's compounded and it just becomes part of your life. So if you only pick one positive thing and one good habit to do that's going to benefit you, your success, your health and well-being, and you just do that consistently for the rest of your life, you'll be in a better position in 50 years time than what you are if you didn't do that one thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just taking one thing and doing it for consistently for a few weeks and then a few months, and then pick another one and do that, and then before you know it, you've created 5, 6, 7, 10 different new habits. So set your vision, set your values, set your goals, assess where you're at for at least a week, and then set some new habits, implement them habits, and be consistent with them. that's what people need to do to get a good, solid morning routine.
Exactly. And we're here to help people. And, you know, some of the people listening now might not be members. Some of you might be members. But if you are looking for some help and, you know, you don't know where to start, then you can just get in touch with us and we can have a chat with you and see what we can do. But that's been really good, Ali. Thanks for going through all of that with us. And I hope that all of the listeners have enjoyed getting a bit of an insight into you and how you wake up in the morning and what you do to start your day. So as with all the other podcasts, we finish on an inspiring quote. So over to you, Ali. Please let the listeners know what your inspiring quote is.
I'm going to give you an Aristotle quote.
Oh, go for it.
We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit. There you go.
There you go, listeners.
Get out there and create some new habits.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. Next podcast will resume, led by Ali West. Thank you so much. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. And we'll speak to you again
soon.
Speak
to you next week.
Peace and love.
That's a wrap for today's podcast. Thanks very much to Ali for all the information that you've given to the listeners. For more information about Kinetic Fitness, you can go to kineticfitness.co.uk or you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook. Our handle is @kineticnottm. Thank you.